Hi, everyone. Welcome to our daily devotionals and happy Friday. Since today is Friday, we're going to take a break from our current devotionals in the Gospel according to Mark, and we're going to take a pause in the Psalms. Today's Psalm is Psalm chapter 23. Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. You know, I love this psalm. It's such a well-known psalm, but it's such a powerful psalm. And, you know, the reason I love this psalm is because it reminds me of who our God is, that the Lord is our shepherd. And so I want to ask us one question. Is God the shepherd of your soul? Is our God, is Jesus the good shepherd of your soul? The reason I'm asking this question is because I think so many of us are constantly living in tiredness and busyness and lostness and confusion, and we're living in our own fears and our own anxieties. And you know, I think a lot of the reason for that is because we're constantly running and running and running, yet we're not allowing Jesus to be the shepherd of our soul. In the Gospels, Jesus teaches us that he is the good shepherd. And so today I want to look at this psalm and think about what it looks like to allow Jesus to be the shepherd of our souls. Based on this passage, I want to share a few reasons for what that looks like, for why we should allow Jesus to be the shepherd of our soul. In verses 1 to 3, we read that the good shepherd, the Lord, makes us lie down in green pastures. You know, I think for, you know, many of us know the term R&R. You know, we say, I need some R&R in my life. And I think the technical term for that is rest and recreation. But we need some rest and restoration. Amen? You know, we need some rest and restoration for our souls in the Lord. And most of us are not lying down in green pastures. We're constantly running. We're on the move. But when we allow Jesus to be the shepherd of our souls, he's going to often make us lie down in green pastures. He's going to lead us beside still waters, because he knows that what we truly need, what our souls and our hearts are truly crying out for, is to find our rest in Jesus. He says in verse 3, he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. You know, I think what it means to be led in paths of righteousness for his namesake is that when we allow Jesus to be the shepherd of our soul, he not only gives us rest, he not only restores our soul, but he allows us to be led in the right direction. When we are living in our own, you know, anxieties and fears and constantly running this race, this earthly race, not the godly race, we're actually running in the wrong direction. But when it says that he leads us in paths of righteousness for his namesake, I think that means that he leads us in the right direction towards him. The right direction in terms of what it looks like to live in righteousness, what it looks like to live in an upright way, to live in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so when we allow the Lord to be our shepherd, he gives us rest, he restores us restores our soul, and he leads us in the right direction. Another reason for why we should allow Jesus to be the shepherd of our soul is because when we are living in the midst of fear and confusion and feelings of lostness, he comforts us. It says that his rod and his staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You know, many of us may be confused by how a shepherd's rod and a shepherd's staff comforts his sheep. Well, when we think about the rod, it's actually, it's kind of ironic because the shepherd will often use his rod to poke his sheep, but it'll often guide the sheep in the right direction. It's a little bit painful at times, but it comforts the sheep because it brings the sheep back home. It brings the sheep back into the flock. And so I think that's what it means for the shepherd's rod and his staff to comfort his sheep. And that if Jesus is with us, if our God is with us, then we have no reason to fear evil. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for our shepherd is with us. He will guide us in the right direction. He will comfort us. And so we can find our rest and our restoration and the right direction through our Lord, our shepherd. And we can also find our comfort in the Lord because he leads us in the right direction and he is with us. And in verses 5-6, we see kind of a different imagery, a different illustration of our Lord. It's not so much of a shepherd imagery, but it's more of a host imagery, someone who is hosting a guest. We see that even in the presence of our enemies, our Lord prepares a table before us. He prepares a table for his people, for the faithful. And as we come into the presence of our God, our cup is being overflowed. We're being filled constantly with his goodness and his mercy, with his presence and his power. And this is why the psalmist is able to say in verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You know, when we allow Jesus to be the shepherd of our souls, he gives us rest. He restores our souls. He leads us in the right direction to live in righteousness. And he gives us comfort in the midst of fear because he is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And our Lord is not only a shepherd, but he is also a gracious and merciful host. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and he overflows our cup with his goodness and his mercy and his presence. And so for those reasons, I want to encourage you today that if you have been striving, if you've been running and you've been so tired, restless, living in your own fears and anxieties, that you have not been allowing Jesus to be the shepherd of your soul, I want to encourage you to take some time to breathe, to take a pause from life, to take some time to just go into your room, close the door, and just go on your knees and say, "Lord, I want you to be the shepherd of my soul. I want to find my rest in you. I want my soul to be restored. I want to be led in paths of righteousness. I want my soul to be comforted, Lord. God, to know, Lord, that you are with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, in the valley of lostness and confusion and feeling like I've been betrayed or whatever it is, whatever valley you're walking through, know that the Lord is with you and that he comforts you." And so I hope and I pray that you will find your comfort and your rest in the Lord, and that your cup would overflow in his goodness and mercy. Declare verse 6 over your life, over your heart and your soul, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for this psalm. Lord, that you are our shepherd. Father, forgive us for the ways that we have neglected you as our shepherd. Father, we have tried to find our rest and our comfort and our restoration in worldly things. But Lord, help us to know that apart from you, God, there is no true rest. There is no true restoration. There is no true shalom. There is no true righteousness. God, we need to be in your presence. So Lord, God, you are with us. Help us to invite you to be the shepherd of our soul. Help us to come into your presence, to not neglect your presence, but to come into your presence, God. And Lord, I pray that our cups would overflow with your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you invite your people through Jesus Christ to dwell in your house forever. I pray that that would be the reality for all of us today. We thank you and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks for listening, everyone. And I hope that we can really find our rest and our restoration and our comfort in the Lord today. Let's come to our shepherd. Have a great weekend and hope to see you on Monday.